Since I was like 12 years old, I've been saying, I don't care what people think about me. It don't matter what they got to say, don't have nothing to do with me and blah, 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 blah. 26-year-old me is learning that, hey, girl, I actually do care about what others think about me, and it does mean something. Where my growth has come in is in the fact that just because it cares and means something, it doesn't mean everything, and it doesn't have to determine the moves that I make. And so let's dig into that today, right here on The Light. Welcome to The Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. I am a regular 20-something trying to figure out life, and a way that I do that is through this podcast, where I reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future. I believe in the power of storytelling, and I hope that in doing so, I am able to inspire others to light up their own space and be the change that they would like to see in this world. If you enjoy The Light Podcast, I encourage you to share with a friend, rate and review, or if you just keep listening, that works too. Enough of the small talk, let's go ahead and get into this week's episode of The Light. While I have been saying that I don't care about what other people think about me since I was 12, those years, that has all been lip service. Literally lip service, because my actions say otherwise. I have literally based decisions that I've made about relationships, how I move within relationships, my major for school, my career path, what I do in school, taking out loans, like literally everything. Everything that I talk about on this show, a lot of those earlier decisions have been made, like, not with other people's input, but literally somebody says something and that is the way that I go, because I feel like that's what I should do. And also because I don't really trust myself. I know that the inner me is saying something different. I know that the inner me doesn't agree, but I haven't always been at a place where I've trusted Amira and trusted my voice and trusted my intuition and what I feel makes meaning to my life. And in this year of being intentional and getting and rediscovering who I am, because I feel like we know who we are. The world fucks it up in childhood and we spend our adulthoods trying to get back to who we were. And so in my rediscovery period, I have really been digging into this with the help of therapy. Shout out to Talkspace. My Talkspace therapist has kicked this journey off, or helped me kick this journey off, in not taking other people's opinions so seriously, like taking them with a grain of salt. Not to say that I do not care, not to say that I won't listen or I won't be open to other opinions, but like taking them just as if I were to take. There are some areas in my life where I take things literally like a grain of salt. It is not the end of the world. It is not deciding on things. But areas in my life where I'm generally a little bit more insecure are areas where I'm vulnerable to take those opinions to heart. So some of the work that I've been doing, there are three things in particular that I want to talk about today that has helped me in this work. And so I want to share that and a couple of examples. So let's get into that. So number one, the first thing I stopped doing is I have stopped apologizing for shit that I'm not sorry for. Because literally the only time I would apologize is literally to appease other people. A couple of examples. Apologizing for being late. If you know me, I like to believe that I'm a pretty prompt person. I'm really relatively great at time and estimating how much time I need to do a thing. So generally, and this is, I apologize, the irony of that. Generally, when I am late, I generally know that I'm about to be late, and I have made a conscious decision that I'm be late. Whether that means I did wake up a little bit later or I pressed snooze or whatever it might be, like generally I'm not sorry for being late. I have made the choice to be late. So I have stopped apologizing for that, unless I generally, there are some times where I am genuinely, it is out of my control and I'm really sorry that I showed up here late. That was not my intention. But in most cases, and I try not to be late often, but in the cases that I have made an intention. That was an intention to be late, not to be spiteful or anything, but I knew what I was doing and I knew I was going to be late. And when I decided that I was going to be late, I didn't care. So there is no need for me wasting lip service on telling you that I'm sorry when I'm not. That's the first thing I have stopped apologizing for. The second thing I have stopped apologizing for, so for doing my job, right? So I am a supervisor, and as a result of being a supervisor, there are some difficult conversations that come with that. And in my, like, and I'm still in the beginning of my supervisor journey, but in the very, very beginning, about 2 years ago, I apologized a lot to kind of compensate for the difficult conversation, or I would do things to kind of skate around it, or like lighten the blow a little bit. And I stopped doing that. Like, it is what it is. And I tried to still, you know, obviously not be rude and just, you know, ridiculous, but it is what it is. Like, I am doing my job and I want you to do your job and we can do this together. I'm here with you, but I'm not going to apologize for that. And I'm not going to go out of my way to undermine what I'm saying to you by apologizing for it. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to apologize for doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And the last thing that I'm working on this last one, but I say sorry. I have a bad habit of, like, say we're in the store, right? In the grocery store, Walmart, this happens all the time. And I'm shopping for whatever I'm shopping for. And then someone comes by and they're like, they come by with their cart after me and they're like, excuse me. I'll be like, sorry. And then I'll kind of like do an extra, already moving out the way, but then I'll do an extra sorry and an extra step out of the way. I am actively working. I still do it. Not going to say I don't. I'm actively working on stop doing that. And I also am working on not moving when people don't say, excuse me. Period. I believe that's a whole nother thing, but I'm going to leave that right there. Because what am I saying sorry for? I was already here. If anything, you shouldn't say sorry either. Excuse me will suffice. Excuse me is polite, but there's no reason to say sorry. I was shopping for the thing. I'm literally just saying sorry to make you feel better. And why? For what? So, first thing I have stopped doing in not taking opinions of others so seriously is I have stopped apologizing for shit that I'm not sorry for. And those are three examples. The second thing that I have stopped doing is, or the second thing that I'm doing, I am being okay with the fact that I am not for everybody and everybody is for damn sure not for me. Okay, period. An example of those, and I've talked about this on this podcast before. I don't do things that I don't want to do. So if I am tapped out, which I have been a lot, I really like being by myself. And it's something that I do want to make active, like to just be better in. But there are literally moments where I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to like do anything. I don't want to be around anybody. And I used to kind of feel bad for that. And so I would do it. And I still do this. These are things I'm still working on. We're still in progress. I would still do it to appease. And sometimes I say no a lot. And so after, like, I said no the third time, I'm like, okay, I'll give in and maybe go. So I'm trying not to do that as much and stick true to doing things I want to do. Obviously, especially in relationships, whether that be romantic or friendships, I can't always get my way. And I also can't say no if I want to sustain things. But there is a balance that I'm working to find where I don't always have to say yes either. And so that's that. And it's okay if people feel a way about it, then they just won't have to feel a way about it. My real friends know. The real people in my life generally know. I've set boundaries, made it clear, and they generally know. And it's been going great, I would say. And the second thing is I just don't do things to make others comfortable. This is specifically coming out of Clemson, where it's a very white space. Small talk in particular is not something that I enjoy doing. My therapist has let me know that if I want to build relationships, though, I am going to have to engage in small talk. That's the first step. But there's some people I have no interest in building relationships with. So it's like doing small talk is literally just to make you feel comfortable and not be sitting in awkward silence. The thing about Amira is I can literally sit in a room for 20 minutes and we say nothing and I would be literally fine. Like, silence does not bother me because my brain is not a silence. Like, in silence, I'm having dialogue in my brain. Like, it's a lot of things going on, especially in a busy day. So I can literally sit in silence and be fine. So to create small talk or do those things when I don't want to is generally to make you comfortable. And I don't do that unless I want to make you comfortable. But most times, I don't. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but that's what it is. And so I'm also trying not to apologize for my truth. And the very last thing that I like to do, or that I do in not taking to heart what people's opinions about the decisions I make are, is I check in with me first. Something most people that know me, like if you really know me, you know this. I am a super private person. I'm not a secretive person. If you ask me questions, I'm going to tell you. Most people don't, I guess because I am private. I don't keep secrets, but I definitely don't divulge extra information that I just don't feel like you need to know or that you would even care about knowing. So you generally have to ask me if you want to know something, unless it's something that I just share with you because I trust you. I don't know. It's a weird thing. But anyway, so I keep my business private and I keep it to myself, part of it isn't just nobody's business. That's a part of it. But also, I really have to get it right with me first. Namely, like big decisions in my life, relationships being the biggest, any career move to a certain extent, any major move that I'm about to make, I really try to keep it private because I want to know how Amira is feeling. Again, I told you at the beginning, I have made decisions based off of just an opinion. And so before I even offer you an opportunity to give your opinion, before you even get that chance, I got to make sure it's good with me. Because if I know it's good with me, then that makes the chances go up that when you share your opinion, especially if it's one that disagrees or contradicts with what I feel, that it won't rock me completely because I have already done the work. I have asked myself the questions. I have meditated about it. I have reflected. I have journaled about it. I have gotten right within me. And so when I bring it to you or if it comes up to you, I'm already good with it. So I'm pretty private. And a lot of people, I think, in my experience, it's one of those things that kind of puts a wall that I'm actually okay with. It puts a wall sometimes between me and people, but I prefer that and I prefer to be right with it for me. And then if you have an opinion, you can always share your opinion, but I'm getting right with me. And then I'll open up more, but private is also just funner and it just makes things go easier. So that's a part of it. It's real complex and nuanced, but those are the three things that I do. So number one, just to recap, is not apologizing for shit that I'm not sorry for. Number two, being okay that I am not for everybody and everybody is for damn sure not for me. And the last, but definitely not least thing that I do is checking in with myself before divulging all of the juicy information. And those are the things. Thank y'all for rocking with me. Thank you for riding with me. We're going to keep this thing going. Super interested to see what I'm going to talk about next week because I have no idea. But hopefully you'll be back and maybe you'll bring some friends with you. Maybe, you know, potentially you'll do a little rating and a review. That would be super helpful. But if not, just keep on listening. That works too. Thank you so much for listening to The Light. I wish you nothing but peace, love, and happiness as you go through your week.